This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3034 for Thursday, the 19th of March, 2020. Today's show is entitled, How to Bridge Freenode IRC Rooms to Matrix.org, and is part of the series, Social Media. It is hosted by Thaj Sarah, and is about 13 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, Thaj builds upon a previous episode by Clacky to deep dive into bridging IRC to matrix.org.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
What's good, everybody? This is Taj, and just doing a real quick episode, nothing that's going to be too drawn out, about using Matrix to bridge to other services. So this kind of came up recently on the mailing list for Hacker Public Radio. And if you're listening to this and you're not on the mailing list for Hacker Public Radio, that's where all of the decisions get made. So you should probably sign up and be part of that. If not, you know, you don't get much of a say, but it usually spurs some interesting conversation. One of the conversations that was begun last month was, how does Hacker Public Radio and the people in Hacker Public Radio engage in social media? Lots of people brought up different things, but one of the things that got promoted a little bit was Matrix. And so talking about Matrix, it's really just a free and open source decentralized messaging system. It's been around for a little bit, and I'll talk about my experience with it before I get into the how we do this. Its big strong suit that I've seen now, and the reason that I am using it pretty extensively at this point, is that it has this inbuilt ability to bridge to other protocols. I kind of see it as the glue that sticks together some of these social networking and messaging systems into one interface. Everything you bridge to has a slightly different way of handling it, but it is an extremely powerful way to pull everything together in one spot. So being the good free culture citizen that I am going to start this episode with a little bit of attribution, because everything I'm going to tell you came from other people. And so I definitely want to make sure that I'm giving those people credit for it, and also pointing you towards the things that they do, because it's awesome. Probably the first thing is, if you don't have any idea what Matrix is, or even specifically talking about bridging to IRC, which is what today is really going to be about, you can go back. HPR episode 2169 was put together by Clacky. I think this was in 2016. That's a very good episode, and I would definitely point you in that direction to listen to that, if you maybe as a precursor to listening to this, definitely. And then the other person I want to kind of shout out is Dave Lee. Dave Lee is one of the hosts on the Other Side Podcast Network. They have lots of cool podcasts, so you should go check them out if you haven't. But he is also involved in the HPR community. So definitely both of those people you should go seek out and look at their things, because they basically put me on the road to this. So we've talked about what Matrix is. My sort of introduction to it was, I was at an educational conference, and one of the things that they did was set up a Matrix room. Matrix was a thing I had heard about because it is a free and open source thing, and so it was kind of out there. And so out of curiosity, I just joined it when I was at the conference. The problem with that was it didn't really highlight what Matrix was. And when I logged into it, it basically was an IRC room for the conference we were at, which in theory is kind of cool. But at the same time, I'm at a conference. I can just look at people, and it being sort of vaguely IRC-ish, I already have IRC. I didn't need another IRC. So it just didn't appeal to me. And I came home and deleted the app. And that was that. I didn't really look into it anymore because it just seemed like a redundant thing to me. Now, the thing that power sold me on this was its ability to bridge to Freenode. That ability is built into matrix.org's server. So Matrix is decentralized. You can spin up your own server, but the main server is matrix.org, and it has some of this bridging capability already built in. You don't have to put in anything to do it. And one of those is Freenode. For me, what I typically would do is I ran Irisi on a server that I run at home, and I would run that in a screen session. And when I got home at night, I would reconnect to my screen session and go through IRC. The problem with that was usually by the time I got home, I was tired and exhausted, and I would see a big, long conversation, and I would just kind of breeze through it because I didn't have the energy to get engaged with it. And so it sort of was self-defeating. I didn't use IRC despite the fact that I was going out of my way to have IRC available to me all the time. And any IRC connection and any app that I had ever used mobile to stay connected just did not work, or it just, the interface wasn't good, and it was never a thing that I could fit into my life reliably in a way that made sense. So when I got in to using Matrix, because we were talking about it through HPR, Klaatu actually set up an HPR room a couple of years ago that I guess had just set there dormant until everybody had figured out that it was there. And I would say, if you are going to try Matrix, that should probably be your first stop. I believe, let me double check here, I have it pulled up. So the room, if you get in, you want to join the room hashtag HPR colon matrix.org. And what that is it's basically kind of like an IRC room just for HPR people. It's kind of cool because a lot of people are there daily hanging out and talking. When I got on there, I was speaking to Dave, and we were talking about how, you know, I had heard that this bridge is, but I never really looked into it because it, you know, seemed redundant. And then he was like, you can pull in your Freenode rooms into here fairly easily. And I looked into it, and it is remarkably simple to do. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to kind of talk you through the steps to do it so everybody has the ability to do so. Now, the reason I wanted to do this is because it brings that IRC experience that I love to me and gives me something else. So one of the nice things about Matrix when you log in is that you find out that there are tons of rooms that are, it's basically like finding a second free node where there are rooms for all sorts of subjects. So you can join these rooms and it's different communities. And a lot of these communities are bridged to other things that I don't use. Like you will see some things bridged to Discord servers, which I don't use. Things bridged to Telegram, which I don't use. There's actually, I'll put in the show notes, a link to all the different protocols that can be bridged to Matrix. So it's a nice place to find sort of centralized places for people. But then on top of that, I could keep my IRC rooms logged in with me on the phone all the time. And so the way I'm doing that is I'm using riot.im. There'll be a link in the show notes. That is sort of my understanding, the official Matrix app for mobile. It's available pretty much for everything. There's also desktop clients that are riot.im. The nice thing about it being open source is there are other clients if you want to go check those out too. I have not, because Riot seems to do everything I want it to do. And especially on mobile, it is a very nice interface. I'm able to do everything I want to do from there. Okay, so let's get down to the nitty-gritty. How are you going to get logged into IRC and pull your IRC rooms into here? So when you get into whatever Matrix app you're using or however you're connected. Now, this is, like I said, on matrix.org if you're on their main server. If you're doing another server, you may have to, this may not work automatically. And this is specific to Freenode. You can bridge other networks to here, but this is the way that Freenode does it, and you will have to look up details for other networks if you want. So I'm going to assume that you already have a registered NIC on Freenode. If not, you can actually register a NIC through Matrix to Freenode, but I'm just going to assume you have one. So it's a pretty simple process if you already have that. The first thing you need to do is there are kind of two different levels of messaging inside Matrix. The first one is a direct message, which would be directly to a person. One of the nice things about that is you can actually set that up to be double-end encrypted to where everything in there is completely safe, but you don't have to. So you're going to first set up a direct message with @freenode_nickserve, which is capital N-I-C-K, capital S-E-R-V, colon matrix.org. So essentially what this is, basically typing /MSG if you were in IRC, and you're just sending a message to NickServe, and you're just doing that through the Matrix client. And when you do that, you're going to use basically the same command you would use when you log into IRC if you were using a command line client. You would type the command identify and then space. You would put your nick and then space the password that you use to log in that you have registered with that nick. And so what that does is it just logs you into Freenode at that point. Now, step two, you need to start another direct message. This direct message is going to go to @appservice-irc:, matrix.org. Okay, so you should have two direct messages open. First one was to Freenode's NIC server. This one is going to be to appservice-irc. Now, in this, you're going to send another set of commands. And this command is going to store your password for your IRC NIC and associate that with your Matrix account. So the command is !store pass, all one word, and then your NIC !password. Once you do that, that should associate your login to where you don't have to ever log in again. Every time you log into Freenode on Matrix, it just associates your NIC on Freenode with your Matrix account. Now, I personally had a couple issues with that, and I've heard talking to some other people that they have similarly had issues, specifically with Ogcast Planet, which is, if you're going to do this and you want to get on IRC, that would be probably one of the first places that you should check out, place where all of us podcasters kind of hang out. You have to have a registered NIC to get into that room, and for some reason, it takes a while, and you may bounce off of it a couple times, but eventually it does work. Another thing that I have read and not tried, but I have passed it along to people as maybe a solution. I know specifically Freenode, the store pass command, instead of putting your NIC and password, I think you can just put your password. I don't think it needs to be NIC colon password. So your mileage may vary. Just try it both ways and see what happens. So you've got your direct messages, you authenticate or you identify yourself with NICServe, and then you go to appservice-irc and you store your password inside there. And then to join, you're just going to go to join like you would join any Matrix room, and you're going to join with kind of the same formula. It always looks something like this. And all this is in the show notes. It's a lot of me talking words to you, so I would definitely check out the show notes on this one. So the form that you will typically use is #freenode_#, and then whatever channel name. So if we're going to use Ogcast Planet, we'll just put Ogcast Planet there, matrix.org. So if we were going to do Ogcast Planet, it would be #freenode_#ogcastplanet:matrix.org. And from there, you will join the room just like it's any other Matrix room, but it is actually the IRC room. The IRC room is being brought to you, which is kind of nice. And you can interact with it in pretty much the same way you interact with IRC in general. And the nice thing is you can set notifications. The Riot IM app has really nice detailed notifications, so you can change how you get notified so it's not notifying you every time somebody posts in a channel. But you could kind of keep up to date slowly through the day so it's not so overwhelming. At least that's the benefit that I get out of it. I hope that everybody tries this out. It's pretty fun, and I will talk to you guys next time.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.